No. Let us just give you a lot of side information, so let me organize things and see how that's relevant to our sugya. This is the halach of Tanai. Not going into all the details of Tanai, that's the 2 months of you. The halach of Tanai, but then there's a halach of Masna Masha Kotze B'Torah. Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Every time man marries a woman, says Harayat Makudeshusli, he's chayiv and sheikh susanona. Torah built that in as part of the definition of marriage. Sheikh susanona. He also gets a schus in Yerusha, his Yerush. All sorts of things happen. The moment that's an automatic part of the definition of marriage itself. Yochai Shek Susoni, get a Swiss Yerusha, and all sorts of sundry things that happen. That is the issues of the Torah. Person says, Hari Amu Kudeshusli, Amalashach, Ainli Olaich Shek Susoni. I'm marrying you. You'll be an anxious ish. But I won't be Chai Shek Susoni. The Torah says, Sherek Susanos Lo Yigra. So Reb Meir says, nothing doing. You cannot, you are interested in the issues. This is the issues that the Torah says. That's it. That's it. Comes along Reb Yehuda and says, B'dova Shemamamam Tno Kai. It depends. My das is das, but Dovishavamamon, it's flexible. Rashi, in Kedusha and Rashi, in a lot of places, that's, it works midin mechila, whatever that means, we'll get to it. But for instance, let's say, Hareini Nozer Amanash Eshnayayin. There's a certain status of Nozer, to define Nozer. I'll say my das, my I have a limited das in becoming a nozer. I want a nozer for X, but not for Y. There's no such thing. Torah says this is what a nozer is. That's what it is. I, your das is for half of it. It's either all or nothing. That is the definition. And that is what Reb Meir says. It's true about Harei HaMekudesh. This is the Yishus of the Torah. It doesn't budge. It's not negotiable. You want marriage? Sheikh Susanona. You don't want it? No marriage. Either or. The whole thing. Comes along Reb Yehuda and says, B'dovah Shemamamam T'nol Kayim. Now here, there's a major league machlokas rishonim how to interpret what Reb Yehuda said. And everyone says it works within the world of mechila. Mechila of what? So you have a rosh, a tosis, a rosh named have a Rashba, Rabbi Yonah, and I can give you a whole who's who list here. Who say that once the Ishus is Chal, then she can be Molchel. But the chov is chal, and then there's a subsequent mechila. And that's how it works. The Torah defined, this is what it is, and that's what it is. Then, once there's a chov, he owes her something, she can be mechal it. That's how it works. Comes along the Ramban, different Mahalach and Rishonim, and says, no, there's not a Mechilas HaChov, it's a Mechilas HaMachayev. That she can be mochel in the Yishus, I give up in the Yishus certain things, certain rights that I have. And the Yishus is Chal L'chatzoyin. While the Rajva screams, Ein Yishus L'chatzoyin, Ramban says, in Dinei Momer, she can be mochel. So when it's chal, what's chal is the issues on a partial way. Issues, the issues is issues without shirksus. Now, that is a general machlokas. The Rajba, the Rosh say the same thing applies to krak susi. That means, I say crack sushi. So, the Torah says, Maka behemi yeshamen. You do a hezek, there's a chov. That's it. It's a non-negotiable fact. But, once there's a chov, you can be moch. Now, which would mean that I say, I tell you now, I am, you crack sushi. And you're planning on doing it in an hour. Within that hour, I can change my mind. Because the mechila is chal, only once there's a chov. Until you do the mehezek, there is no chov. Now the question is that an automatic mechila when it happens because you told me that, or I need a second mechila? That's a separate issue. But the mechila has to begin from the time that the chov exists. Until the chov exists, there is no mechila. It's a mechilas hachov, which would then mean, as Rav Avi Creditor pointed out to me, let's say all of a sudden in between nishtata became a shaita. Now I'm talking about because when the mechila has to happen when the chov happens, he's not bar mechila. That simple. And the Rosh, for instance, in Bava Batra, is very clear. It's a mechila where, and you can change your mind until certainly the damage is done. Rabbi Siegel over there was nervous about what happens afterwards. You need a second mirror. That was your problem yesterday. Okay. That's a secondary problem in Rishon. But nothing gets started until the chov exists. That's a mechilas hachov. Now, then there is, now, how does this then apply? How does the Ramban maybe apply this to crack sushi? That is a whole issue. Now, there are two possibilities in understanding, there are three possibilities in understanding crack sushi. One's the Mechilas HaChov, and Tosas and Gittin in the name of Rav Elchanan, and Tosas and Rajman and Ksubas. Towards the Rosh and Ksubas, and the Rosh, it's a very clear Bechilas HaMachayev, or maybe it's not a Mazik Bechla. Not a Mazik Bechla. So, the Gemara talks about Ones and Pitoy. And the Gemara compares Ones and Pitoy and Lama Tefsom and Beis in Subis to crack sushi. It's not Rishonim came up with it, as Mark Suba here. Mark Suba says like this. Doesn't use a Susi. Mark says like this. That what happened, Onus Umafata, there's an Arab Sula who someone is Mafata, so she willingly goes into the situation. She's an Arab, she's a Gadola. And the Pasuk says she has to pay the father. He has to pay the father all different things. And let's say she's a Yisoma. Would he pay her? So the Gemara says, "Most lemadom laodem shomer lechaveru krashi rayim shelu vehi potter shelu." Raksusi. So all of a sudden, comes in Tosus and says, "Wait 1 second." Raksusi is amenasli potter. So that doesn't apply her. She's willingly do it because of her hana. So that means she was serious about it. And she's not planning on asking for money. Okay. But exactly what the... Now. So now the Gemara has tied together Krak Susi with something else. Now it's in Yerushalmi. And here's where the Ramban get started and all the Rishonim get started. Rishami says, no. There's a Knas, and Knas doesn't happen until the Bezin says Yochayev. And therefore, there's no Mechila. Mechila, there's no Mechila Dova Shalobalola. Didn't happen. Now, okay. Rishonim wanted debating whether the Bavli agrees with the Rishonim, the Bavli doesn't agree with the Rishonim. So here the Ramban is trying to explain why he feels the Bavli disagrees with the Rishonim and justifying the Bavli over the Rishonim. And the Ramban begins and says as follows. He begins. First, he begins quotes Tosfos, and then he says, "Lo domi la omer krak susi." Now, this is he's saying within Tosfos. Tosim ksuso shelohu. I gave you my beggar to tear, and b'shas you tear it, I'm ocho. That's one way. That's a simple way of learning Tosfos. Or that there's no mas. I don't know. Tosfos always talks in one terms. Mechilas hachol, mechilas hachol, mechilas hachol. He never talks in terms of the fact that there is no mazik. He never talks in terms of that. Because then the whole kasha, Tosfos and Gittin, Masah Masha Kosev Torah doesn't exist. Tosfos and Ksuvos doesn't exist. Okay. But then the Ramban says, Ava b'ken yirin dvarim sheyesoma mefuto ein lo knas. Chol hi limchol Knos, even though there is no chov yet. Now, he says, how do I know? If you talk about mechilas hachov, until there is a chov, you can't be mocho. So what happened? She was a mafuta. She agrees to it. Then she changes her mind. I want to tie it in best. comes to Yerushalayim and says, there's no chov. There was no chov until Bezin Paskin says a chov. And since there's no chov until Bezin Paskin says a chov, so there's no mechila, and she can change her mind. Bezin says chayiv, and she says, I'm not mochel. Fine. That's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is working within the idea of mechilas hachov. Now comes the Ramban, because the Ramban doesn't believe in mechilas hachov. He believes in mechilas hamachayev. And that is the key thing where how the Ramban fits into this whole thing. Oh. He brings in something that when there's an arusa, and so the Baal has not yet been zocha in Nischus Yerusha, that happens after Nisuin, he can say it. When the suan happens, the ishus will be chavul without a schos, without a schos yirush, because yirush is part of the definition of ishus. I mentioned Reb Chaim. I said the first Reb Chaim Hilchos Mechiras, and he talks about noyim in Perek Yud Gimel. Okay, so what does he say? And this is the Ramban within his world. I can create an ishus. When I create the issues in the suan, I'm creating an issues. I'm mochem my rights of that issue, so an issues is created without. He says, "Shachar shemayim lo kagon og lo kagon afor shekonshin." Hello, b'shal Torah kodem she royli or shematzula. Well, nami lahadanya. She says, "So what is it?" B'shatz bia she is mochel on the b'chayev for later on. This is a beer that won't be Mechayev Knas, because I'm willingly going into it. So the Ramban at this stage is clear that he has that in the case of Onus of Mufata, you're being Mochel, the Mechayev, this is a beer that she's Mochel. No, this beer will not be Mechayev Knas. The Ode. Now the question is what this word Va'od means. You could interpret this in a variety of ways. Now, this itself could apply to Kraksusi as well. Or Kraksusi is this plus. When the Tzos saw this Ramban, the Tzos didn't say something independently. He said within the Ramban. So he interprets for all in second. There's a second reason. Or you can say, no, there's a continuation. There are two ways of interpreting this Ramban. Can't call it chavola because she willingly went into it. When you willingly go into it, it's not chavola. Remember, we had this subject. Pay dollar on the base. Whoever this thing fell, okay. Makes it, I don't know what makes a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. You could say it's not a chavola. And kraksusi is not a. A kraksusi is not a mazik. That's one way. Or you can say. That he's just continuing, and he says, how do I know that in this case? Because there's a very subtle difference between Pitoy, and he could have made a subtle difference between Pitoy and and Yerushas Habal. Yerushas Habal is I am creating something midaiti. And when I'm creating something midaiti, I limit what my das is. I am creating Ishus of Nesuin, but it's Ishus without the Schus of Yerusha. Now, and he extended that, something that's not been created. The Torah imposed in the case of Mafata, who says she can agree that at that point, Amocha, what the Torah is now imposing. So he says, no. He could be saying, where do I know that? From cracked sushi. That we see from cracked sushi, I can be mochum and machayev that the Torah said, makabahem yishamel. You can interpret that one of two ways in the Ramban. At this point, it's very, I presented Ramban one way. I believe the Ran understood it that way. If you take a look in the Ramban, he understood the Ramban. There's no, very clearly, there's no mazik. There's no chavol. It's but what the Ramban is saying is as follows: that in cracked sushi they're two separate. I can hit it one way. I can hit it another way. I can't hit it and say I'm a mochel the ma'isa mechayev, because not only when the mechayev comes midas, because the Ramban took an extra step, says the very fact that the Gemara compared mefuta to cracked sushi, the Gemara says you mochel mechayev. That's that. I do a ma'isa the Torah said I'm chayev. So that when the Gemara, and that step moving from a fata to cracked sushi, the Gemara took. So then he said, he's going from Yerusha to Mafata, which the Gemara has equated with cracked sushi. And this is, and that he says, but, and this could be exactly what he's saying, why he's, and this is what's happening to Kraksusi, it's Mechila, or he comes saying, no, Kraksusi, this may be true in both the cases of Mefuta and Kraksusi, but there's another reason. It's not a Chavol, and it's not a Masik. If I give it to you, it's not a Masik. I'll give you my property, and do with what you want, it's not a Masik. This is my group. Do what you want. It's not a chavola.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Within this mechila and the mechayev, at the end of the day, she's the mechayev or the Torah is the mechayev? How is she mochel on the mechayev?
That I am mochel. The Torah is for Maisa X. There's Maisa X. That when Maisa X happens, I get certain rights. I'm mochel at the Tzatz Mechayev. I'm mochel the rights the Torah is giving me.
So it's not that the Torah imposes it on him straight away. The Torah is
giving me certain rights, and when that thing is happening, I'm being mochel on all those rights the Torah is giving me. When I give the Torah, I give you a beggar to tear. Now this belongs to me, and if you tear it, I have a right to ask you for money and pay. Baka Behemi Shalman, it gives me certain rights, right? What are the rights Baka Behemi Shalman gives me? The right to ask you for money when if you tear it and damage it and do whatever you have. And I'm off on those rights.
Just like I just don't bring him to din.
What?
As if I just don't bring them to din.
No. But the moment I'm off, I can't change my mind afterwards. Now, there's a very, very big difference. Now, getting back to what Rabbi Creditor said. Crack sushi. And afterwards, he's nishtate. So, if Pishas Maisa, you need a mechila of the Machaya Pishas Maisa, about that. Or it is maybe a mechila in advance, because I have certain rights to my beggar. For instance, there's a rush. There's a limit to how many examples I give, because I can't bring you into all the different sugyas and shas. For instance, the question of chalonos. The question of chalonos is that if we're neighbors and you decided that you want to open up a window which looks into my yard and steal my privacy, I have a right to be mocha and prevent you from doing it. But if I tell you in advance, go open the window, I don't care. And then a day later, I said, well, I'm going to change my mind. Too late. I was both. Comes along the rush, and I'm not getting to all the back of the rush, and says, what is the difference between that and crack sushi? Rush, Baba Basrapeh, Carlos Anderson, and Bass. What is the difference between that and crack sushi? Crack sushi, if I tell you, I can change my mind. He says as follows. Right now, I have a right to prevent you from opening that window. I can be mochel on that right. Once I'm mochel on that right's gone. But crack sushi, it's not that I have a right in my begging. When the chov comes, I can be mochel the chov. So therefore, until the chov comes, I can change my mind 100 times. That's what the Rosh says. Rabbi Yonu there and Bob Basa says the same thing. And they're very clear. The mechila is not to do anything except once you have a real chov. The Torah says, Maka behemi yeshamena, is it. That's it. And all Masa Masha Kosa B'Torah acts is that way. What the Torah says, Ishus is Sheikh Susmiyona, that's it. Once the Ishus exists, then you can be Malchul already. She got certain rights. She got, her husband has to give her food. She says, I don't care. I don't want the food from you. I don't want the clothes from you. But that they are making an absolute equation in everything. What the Torah says is that's the way it happens. The Ishus is the way the Torah says. Mazik is the way the Torah says. And everything is the way the Torah says. And B'shas Mais, once the Chov is beginning to exist, already exists, but I'm canceling out that Chov that the Torah automatically imposes. That's why Tosa calls it a milva haksuva ba Torah. And that is what's happening. Very, very clear from their angle.
So what's the difference if...
Now, on the other hand, if I say, Mechayev, I say, no. I have certain rights to my clothes. One of those rights to my clothes is, if you tear it...
But if you say, like the Rosh, that you don't have the rights within your clothing, then what's the difference between the Ramban and the Rajma?
What? No. Very big difference. According to the Rosh, the Masik is the Masik. He is the Masik. And I can't. But if you say, I have a Mechila and a Mechayev, wait a second. That is a whole different thing. The whole different thing. What happens? It's not. When is that Mechila and Mechayev? It could be. The Mechila and the Mechayev is Chal. Right now, because I'm giving up those rights I have in my baggage to ask you for money. I have rights in my baggage to ask you for money if you're damaged. Or, I'm giving up those rights. Now, when do those rights begin? In advance of the Kriya or B'Shas Kriya? Well, you could go in either direction. We have to see what the Ramban would say about it. But on the other hand, if you say that when I willing you, give you something to tear, so if while you're tearing it is with my willingness, so that's not a mazik. But again, it needs the willingness, b'shas mais. On the other hand, if I'm giving up rights in my beggar, that I can, one of my property rights in my beggar is to ask you for money. In case you damage it, I gave up those rights, so I can't change my mind. It becomes like the case of the Rosh says of the Chalonos. What is Chalonos? I have a right to prevent you from opening a window looking into my yard. You want to open a window? That's your issue. You can't do it. It's your property, but Shchusheshkenim says I can prevent you from violating my privacy. I give up that right way before you open the window. I can't change my mind. Why? I gave up those rights I already have. And that is very clear. That is where the Rosh makes a very clear distinction between that and crack sushi. It's not a right I have in my bag. The Torah says, Makabeh Mishra. That's it. End story. The whole thing's finished. Once the chov exists, like every other chov. Like every other chov. What's every other chov? Once you owe money for it, you'll be mochel.
How can I give up a right in my
beggar
to you?
I give him my, I'm being my right to ask you for money. Not a hakna. It's my begging. Can I tear my begging myself? Yes. Can I let you tear my begging and say you're not going to be chayim? I say yes. What is that's part of my property rights in my begging? That one of my property rights in my begging that someone damaged. I asked him for money. I have a no. It's a mechila. Very big difference between a mechila. For instance, take the case of the chalomos. Take the Russia's case of the chalomos. I have a right. The fact that I have a yard where I do private things in my yard, and you're going to open a window looking into my yard. So, part of my property rights in my thing is to prevent you from violating my privacy.
That's right in your wall. I'm to stop you from building a window in your wall.
So, you
my right in your property.
No. I don't know. That's acceptable. No. You have no. I have a right to do that. I give up my rights. Mechila means giving up a right you have. It's not ownership. Hakhnor requires ownership. I own. So I'm not giving you ownership of my begging. No, I'm not giving you any ownership. I own my begging. But one part of my ownership is that if you damage it, I have a right to ask you for money.
Rabbi, he says crack susi to one person, and a different person comes and tears the begging.
I gave my right to ask you for money. I give him a right to ask you for money.
It's chal only to you.
Those are the right. I have a lot of different. I'm mochel to you. These are the two. This is the different. These are all the different ways of looking at what Susi is about. Now, let's take a look in our Gemara.
Rabbi,
yes.
That side of giving up a right.
Speak a little louder.
That side of giving up a right. Does that exist by Knas also? By an Isha Mefuta? Or is that after by Mama?
So, because the Ramban certainly applies to Mefuta. Before he gets to the Ramban applies. What does the Ramban say? Ramban says she can say this beer will not be Machayev of Kas. Well, the Ramban. Let's go back. The Ramban is a very well-structured argument. He begins that he's trying to justify the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. What does he say? He says, I'm going to begin with the case of Yerusha. What is the case of Yerusha? Yerusha is part of the Ishus itself. I want to create an Ishus without the Schus Yerusha. So that means Ebeshas Machayev. I'm the Bashas, I create the issues as a different sort of an issue. He said that's number one. And I have a right to do it. Now he says, and therefore, she willingly goes into, she's a Mefuta, she willingly goes into the situation. Willingly going into the situation. So she says, this bia will not be a Mechayev of Kas. Now, two big steps the Ramban takes. He does it something that a mice is Machayev, not Das is Machayev, right? That I could say only when I have Das. No. Even a mice is Machayev, and even if it's Machayev of Knas. Because that's way before the Ramban gets down to the end of Praxusi. When he sets up his disagreement with the Yerushalmi, he's quoting the Gemara in the beginning of our Kosev of giving up your rights to Yerusha, which is something, Bishad, when I create. So what is he saying? She's saying, Bishad's Bia, this is not going to be a Bia that's Machayev and Knas. She gives up her rights of a Knas that the Chov will be later on, not that the Chov is Chal now, Bishad's Bia. That was, the Yerushalmi was assuming it's Mechilas HaChov. Mechilas HaChov, there's no Chov. And the Ramban saying, no, the Bavli is not talking about Mechilas HaChov. We see there can be Mechilas HaMachayev. Even though it's a big step from Yerusha. It's a big step from Yerusha. That's where the Ramban. And then the question is, when he gets to Krak Susi, Is he giving? Is he? This is another example of the same. Or you could say b'shas you tear the beged. So I'm giving up my rights to ask you for money b'shas mice. Is it b'shas kriya or b'shas in general? That the Ramban never gets into. B'shas, he's talking about b'shas bia. She's being revated. This is not going to be a bia hamachayev. He's very clear. Now the question is, what to do with crack susi? Can you change your mind in between or not change your mind in between? Because is it a current source I have in my beggar, or source I have a shaskriya to ask you for money? That's a little unclear in the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't get into it. When he gets the crack susi, he could be a hemshech of what he's saying, or it could be a brand new idea. It's not even a mask. Now, if you take a look at the Ramban, we already saw in that pay base, he says, I give an animal to a shochet to shecht. It's not a mask. He says, if I give it to an uman to do his umness, it's not a mask. Is it the same thing I give it to you to tear? It's not a mask? Maybe. Or, no, there, he's very careful. I give it something, an uman to, he says, so I give it to you now, b'tor shmira, that you will now shecht it properly. And when you shecht it improperly, you're violating your shmira. I don't automatically want to connect the two Rambans together of giving you something to tear, or maybe it's similar, maybe not. And the Ksos took the second part of the Ramban as something brand new, that the Ramban says, besides the Mechilo, the Machayev, there's something else. If I give it to you willingly, it's not Mazik. I give you, and she gives it herself willingly. It's not a Chavolah. Very simple.
And that's not true by Knas also? The Ramban,
when he begins this stage one and stage two, stage one, he's just talking about a mechila and a mechayev, because he's comparing it to Yerusha. Then he gets to a stage two. Stage two, it's not a mechayev. There's no mechayev. It's not a mechila in the mechayev. It's canceling out the mechayev. It's not a mazik. It's not a chavala. Now, for instance, I decide I don't like the way my nose is. I want plastic surgery. Okay? And I go to a plastic surgeon. I'm hiring you to do plastic surgery. Okay. And he messes up the surgery. He does his surgery, but, you know, it didn't come out the nose I wanted. I willingly gave it to him, knowing, okay. Now we have to go back to the original case we had. Because now we go, then, did he do everything he was supposed to do? Yes, but it's the unknown how the surgery turns out. Okay, if he did everything he's supposed to do, not that he put the knife in the wrong place, but he did everything he's supposed to do, but it's the unknown how the human body reacts to it. And it didn't turn out right. If you say the fact I willingly gave something to you, so the fault is not a chavala. Okay. Now the headache we ran into yesterday. So this is how the various Rishonim would understand crack susi and the like. Okay, now and Sama Esenai. Okay, then we get into another issue. How the Rambam would deal with it. Friend of the Rambam. Where does the Rambam complicate everything? Rambam complicates everything for a very simple reason. Rambam has his unique opinion about Nezek. Nezek is a knas, it's kofa the Rosh Hashanah, it's a result of a Maisa Aveira. So, what does that have to do? Now, the answer is, wait a second. If, and Sama Asena, and what is, so how does Rambam interpret Sama Asena? Rambam says, he says, Adova Yodua Shein Odom Rotsa Bekach. That means, if I say something and I have das, and we'll get to that when we get to Butler Dietates the Rov B'nei Odom, and it's against what the entire world would normally do in such a case. Okay. So, the simple way of telling him, so I'd say he's not really serious. Because normal human beings don't act that way. When he said it, he wasn't serious. If this is what the Rambam was saying, and he says, but, in case of begging, okay. So I lose this begging, I get some money. I don't like this begging anyway. Someone will pay me the money for it, I'll take the money. Simple. But, and therefore, he can turn around. He says, so, but if the person would be serious, for instance, Evan Russell's case, he says, not serious? I said, I'm taking a shvuah that I won't ask you what it means. I am serious. The chovah be potter. I is called for the Rosh Hashanah. It's just for the Aveira, it's nothing to do with the two of us. Nothing to do with the two of us. The answer is, wait a second. If I do it, who says there is an Aveira Chavolah? Maybe not an Aveira Chavolah B'chol. Where do we get such an idea? It could be that's what the Ramban is saying. Much Ratzma Lebiya. It could, but we saw that and that paid dollar on the base. That one of the reasons, there were two reasons that we have for why medical procedures are not Chavola. One is Mak Behem Rafur, the other was after Rechamot. Don't do something you want someone to do to you. If so, if I ask for it, so maybe according to that side, it's not a chavala. Okay, now let's get back to Agamar. This is understanding the whole thing of praxis. Now, Rabba has a different case. Rabba is a case of someone put a gachelas. Let's see, now let's get back to our sugyas. Amar Rabba, in Yach lo gachelas alibo meis potter. Why is he potter? So here we have this major machlokas rishonim. On the one hand, you take a look in the Rosh. Rosh is a very simple thing. I do X, and I don't care the consequence why. But in the normal circumstances, I'm not talking about the situation, under normal circumstances, Y will happen, so I'm chayav for it. Now, if under normal circumstances it won't happen, and I have a reason to, and I have a reasonable reason to say it won't happen, I'm not chayav for Y. Okay. Here, since the Rosh says normal human beings, if something like that happened, they'll get rid of it. They don't want to die. Normal human, they don't want to die. So, okay. So therefore, he's not a Rosh. Come along the Rabban, it's Rabban Elchanan. Take a look at Rabban Elchanan. Omer Rab, Nyeke Chelat Salvev Chaber Omeh, Spot. I time the Hoyo of Ashrich Omeh Al Gabo. Nyeke Chelat Salvev Chaber Omeh, Spot. Okay. Kevin Shoch Hatsir Ma'al Gabo. Hoyo Hatsir. Who Horag Atzmo. No. He could have taken off, and he didn't take it off.
So, who is the Rotzeach? The person, right now, what I did, it's very possible to say it. What happens? Where it talks. Zara takes. I throw a spear at someone, and he has a shield. And the shield is protecting him. And then, as the spear is approaching, he removes the shield and gets hit by it. I'm talking. The same thing, he had the ability to take this gachelos off. Now, we could distinguish between the two cases. Because in the case of Tris, he had to do something active to enable Tris to act. Here, he had to do something active to save himself. So, and he didn't do something active to save himself. I threw someone into a bar, and there is a stool on there. And he just, and he's too lazy to climb up the Sula and save himself, and he died out of starvation and dehydration. I didn't do anything. I put him in a place and he could have walked out of it. Comes along, says, no, this is different. Somehow this is considered different. Rabbi Elchanan, and we saw in the Ramban, Elchanan and Ramban both say, he's part of who Haragas Atzmo. He killed himself. Wait, take a look here at the end. Ma believe I don't know Atzmo Potter. I'm reading. If I put it on the Odoms, the two lines on the bottom. Kevich Yochla Asiro Malibo, Oyo Asiro Velozi, who Harag Atzmo. Themselves. Okay. Now, this is one situation. So, kavash ol b'toch ha'or ol b'toch ha'mayim, v'no yochol la'atz v'shom b'es chayim. Chav l'toch ha'or yochol la'atz v'shom b'es potur. I could have walked out, and I didn't walk out. It's all the same thing. Why am I potter? Because normal people would have walked out. Or he had the ability to walk out and didn't. So that's his suicide. It's not my decision. Gemara, Rabbi compares the two. What? Because the chelos on his back end. So I don't have to take it off. Not everyone's going to take it off. A lot of people say, okay, I'll take it off. What?
According to
Rabbi
Elchanan, it's a
pshias hanisik. So it's a pshias hanisik. When does pshias hanisik apply? Pshias hanisik applies to Adam Bekavon or not Adam Bekavon. This gentleman disagrees with you. This gentleman on my right, with the gentleman on my left. So, Pshias and Nizik doesn't apply to him, but come on. For instance, I'll give you an example of Pshiyas HaNesek. We'll get to it at the beginning of the next parak. My neighborhood is full of cats running around. Full of cats running around. Private cats, public cats, private dogs, all sorts of little things. I'm walking home from the butcher. I'm a little tired, so I put down a steak on the ground. Here, and I said, I'll come back 10 minutes to pick it up. In between, someone's cat or dog eats it up. That's just in this, right? Well, I know the cat's all over the place. If I leave a steak for 10, 15 minutes unattended, 99.9% of the case that happens in my neighborhood, the cats will be fighting over who's going to eat the steak. Okay? I have no right. And if it's a private cat or private, so I have no right to go there. I'll tell you, why'd you put the steak down on the ground? Right? Simple. Well, let's say no. I put it down and someone says, no, it's a steak. I'm going to take it for myself. Is he allowed? And let's say he does. He's a matzik on it. Sorry, she's a nizik on it, makavana. Two separate things. Very sorry. Very big difference. She's a nizik, v'adam shelo makavana. Fine. But other makavana, no one says. The fact that I.
Maybe what about Rabbeinu
Chananel
Svar, Huagorim?
What?
Maybe he's asking, why don't we say
Huagorim
also?
Huagorim, because Huagorim is only when one person is not the total mazik. One person is the total mazik, you don't see Huagorim. When do we see talk? Where do we say, let's say, the Rambam's got it, not another Rishon's got it. Let's take a look at that. Zarakedi, Karim Ksosis, okay. So two people together do a Maisa Masik. Each one by himself does not do a Maisa Masik. That's a Garmi according to the Rambam. But here, one person did the whole thing himself. The other person could have undone it. But that's not a Gorim. The fact I could have undo, but who did that Maisa?
We're saying it by Misa. We're saying that the person who doesn't take the call off.
Okay, so now, comes along. So according to Rashi, now then there's something else. Am I allowed to commit suicide and not allowed to commit suicide? No, not allowed to commit suicide. What is the following case? Halach and Shahara. Doctor says you have a serious illness and it's a simple medicine you take to cure your serious illness. And I said, not interested. And I don't. So what does Halacha and Shulchan says? Person who doesn't take that ills is a shofet dom. Halacha and Shulchan. Take a look. Why? I'm not allowed to commit suicide. So since I'm not allowed to commit suicide, and the doctor says you have a fatal illness, but here's a medicine that will take care of the fatal illness. Okay? Doctor says you have a fatal illness. This is the operation that will cure the family. Okay? I said, I'm not interested. So, it's not often shofar. I'm considered shofar tamer. Why am I considered shofar tamer? Because I'm a chuyuv to save myself. And I don't save myself. I'm a shofar tamer. But that is because I'm a chuyuv to save myself. I'm not allowed to even passively commit suicide. I become a shofar tamer. That is exactly what the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam said. Similar to that halacha and shohara, and that halacha and shohara is taken straight out of the Ramban and Torah Zohar. This act of suicide, jumping off the roof, this passive suicide. Passive.
That's his voice. Oh, now, so that's where the Ramban, now, somehow, comes along the Rosh. Okay. Time is up. We'll finish this off tomorrow. Understand where the Ramban and Rosh are coming from. According to the Rosh, no. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with my chiyuvim to say myself. According to Ramban, it's very, very clear. Take a look in the day of Chere Gimel, and so forth. I read Chere Alocha. I'm talking to the medical center. I don't take it. I am considered a shofar from about myself. I'm not allowed to do that. Okay.